Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our producer, David. Welcome, David.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, so good you're here. How are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. Getting off of that Halloween break, so happy to be here.
Oh, yes. Too much candy in my system right now. So, David, we have a special guest with us today, and I know she is raring to go, so I'd like to spend a few minutes introducing her, so we'll jump right in. Dr. Roxanne Brown Robinson is a women's leadership coach and trainer. She resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and is the founder of RBM Global Ministries. Dr. Roxanne recently received her Doctorate of Divinity from Global Empowerment School of Ministry out of Jacksonville, Florida. She was licensed as a minister in 2002 from the Greater Shiloh Church in Easton, Pennsylvania, and she currently serves as a ministry leader of In His Image at Word of Faith Love Center in Atlanta, Georgia. In His Image is a mentoring ministry for young girls between the ages of 12 and 18. And since 1997, Dr. Roxanne has been teaching women how to discover their purpose in life. She's a workshop facilitator and women's conference host. As Dr. Roxanne continues on her journey to empower women globally, she plans to launch New Life Christian Leadership Academy, which will be a hub for women to be trained in leadership. Dr. Roxanne's mantra is live on purpose because you have a purpose to live. She is on a mission for women to take back their power. I am certainly ready. Are all of you? Please welcome Dr. Roxanne. Dr. Roxanne, it's so great to have you on today's show.
I'm so glad to be here, Erica. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, in all the listeners, how and when did you decide to become a coach and trainer?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
So how did you decide to become a coach? What was your journey like?
I'm glad you asked that question, Erica. It all started back in, my goodness, probably when my boys were in college. I was working for a company called Dun & Bradstreet in my hometown, and I had a mentor. And that mentor actually took me to Atlanta to see how the HR department ran within the company. And I was so impressed by how this woman took me under her wing to basically show me the ropes to help me elevate in my current position at the time, you know, as a financial counselor for companies. And from that moment on, I began to really get interested in mentoring. But if I were to kind of digress a little bit, ever since I was probably about 18, 20 years old, my father, the late Carl B. Brown Sr., was grooming me to be a youth leader. So I was mentoring youth at my church, mentoring youth in the community, and it has been my number one passion even until this day. So when it comes to the coaching side of what I do, I found that I needed to do something more than just mentor young girls. And so I met a woman by the name of Linda Eastman, who we all know, and she again took me under her wing, taught me, you know, what it means to be a coach, especially, you know, a life coach. But now I'm considering myself to be a transition coach, because a lot of women are in transition in their careers. And so it's been a long journey, and that's how I kind of put everything together. And this is where I am today.
So how did your pursuit, because some very troubling things happened over the past few years. Yeah. How did your personal effect? So you had a wonderful mentor, which we all need. You're never too young or too old or in your position too long to not have a mentor, right? Even yeah. I, as a coach, I have a coach.
Yeah.
But your personal journey has also been affecting your work. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, my last corporate position, I was promoted to regional sales director. And that company moved me to Atlanta, Georgia in 2015. I was in Atlanta probably about 6 months and was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. Well, we all know, as women or anybody that gets diagnosed with any type of disease that says, you know, you can live or die, we don't know. It really changed the trajectory of my life and what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, because once I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer, my company that moved me to Atlanta, they basically eliminated my position or laid me off or fired me, whatever you want to call it, you know, these days. And I was traumatized. And so I'm trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces of my life and keep on going. And I'm a very spiritual person, obviously. And so God, in his infinite wisdom, you know, he told me that I was going to be a midwife to many women across the globe. And so I made a decision at that moment, once I was done with treatment, you know, chemo, the radiation, even the recovery process, I'm still kind of in that place, that I made up my mind that I wanted to be able to help as many women, whether they were younger women or older women, to help them find their purpose. So that has been a horrific journey. There was a lot of ups and downs, you know, roadblocks, obstacles, financial woes, you name it. And I was basically at the place I felt like I was destitute. I didn't know where to turn. My income had dried up. I was living off of my savings, relying on friends and family members to, you know, keep me afloat. And it was a difficult time for me, but yet, because I'm called to a greater place than just being Roxanne, I realized that the journey that I was on, it wasn't for naught. There was a purpose and a reason behind it.
Yes. No, and I think what a journey you've been on. I mean, and just from a health and finance perspective, and I think we can all, at some point in our lives, really relate to that, being able to have, you know, health concerns, finance concerns. It's, you know, they don't discriminate against anybody. It hits us all. And I right. think your experiences and your strength will be a great asset and have been a great asset for many. So one of the things I want to talk about is, since you mentioned finances, Dr. Roxanne and I, amongst many others, have co-authored a book titled The New Female Leader, a Women's Book for Dynamic Leadership Skills. And Dr. Roxanne, your chapter is Empowering Women Globally. And you discuss finances and financial freedom. And so, I mean, when we think about it, financial freedom usually means having enough savings or financial investments and cash on hand to afford the kind of life we desire for ourselves and our families. And it yes. really means growing savings that enable us to retire or pursue a career or travels or anything like that. But it's so much more. I mean, let's discuss this and where financial freedom and security can lead women.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, quite honestly, Erica, this concept, what I wrote in the book, it fell into my lap when I realized that now that my money was depleted, how am I going to, you know, get back on track? How am I going to recover, you know, from that financial storm? I met a woman by the name of Dr. Sonia Hamm, and she's actually my financial coach as we speak. And some of the things that she taught me as I was going through that transition to transfer this information to women globally is that each and every one of us has the power to get wealth. It first starts with a mindset of believing that it can happen, then you have to definitely get your finances and your house in order. It doesn't matter if you have $2,000, $2, you got to start somewhere. And when you think about the rate of women that are heads of households today, you think about single moms, you think about women that are going in entrepreneurship, we all need a solid plan to obtain that financial wealth that we can all obtain. And we must also recognize that our mindset of how we even, you know, feel about money. We were taught growing up that you go to high school, you go to college, as a woman that is, you get married and your husband takes care of you, right? Well, we all know that that you know, is kind of old school right now. But there are, you know, men are still the heads of the households, don't get me wrong. But we as women, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to make sure that we have everything, you know, lined up. So I ask women when I'm coaching them what I had to learn. Do you have a will? Most don't. Do you have savings lined up for 6 months or so just in the event that you lost your job or you can't work for a medical reason? And then, you know, what are you setting up if you have children? Do you have something set up to leave for them? Do you have the right life insurance? And these were all questions that came to me. And now that is my second passion. It kind of runs parallel with the mentoring and the coaching because it's all intertwined together to teach women financial security, that they have the power to get wealth, and that if they are not already having something set up, I walk them through the core values that they need to set something up for them to say, if I want to have $50,000, you know, in 5 years, how am I going to do that? Can't rely on the stock market these days, but there's a plan that our company that I work for with women in finances has put together to make sure that women are successful in that area.
You reference it as your blueprint for success, right? Having that healthy relationship with money.
Yes.
And how can we start doing that? How can we start having that healthy relationship with money?
Well, first of all, it's a relationship. And again, I didn't know that prior to working with my coach. What we have been taught, and now I teach this to women as well, you have to first think about, I'll give an example. If every woman that's listening tonight, if you would take out your wallet and see what's in your wallet. You might have cash in there. You might have a couple credit cards. But what type of relationship do you have with your money? Do you have accounts set up for, number one, for the finances of the home, the mortgage, the rent, the food, the light bill, the gas bill, the water bill, you know, go on and on. Do you have an account set up for vacation? Do you have a fun account set up where you can put away a certain amount of money every month so that, you know what, we're in this COVID, I just need to, you know, splurge and order out and have something come into the house. So we give you all these different tools for success so that you will prosper, because you can't put all your eggs in one basket. And that's what I had to learn. All of my income was tied up in one account. And when I lost my income, guess what? I lost my job, all of my income that I had in the bank, I had to use that to survive off of. So my savings was depleted, my fund account that I never even created, there was one, not one. And lastly, when it comes to setting up these separate accounts, when you think about how do you spend your money, are you a frivolous spender? Are you one that says, no, I don't really, you know, do a lot of shopping? That's good. But we all have to set priorities on how we're going to engage ourselves, you know, with our money, if you will. Because the money system is tricky. There's so many different facets on how money works, how it grows, how you can obtain it, how you can lose it. And so we have to learn these principles if we are going to win in the battle. Or, you know, the mantra of what it looks like to be successful in our finances.
No, absolutely agree. And I mean, if we think about this on, we eat in proportion, in moderation, and we have a relationship with food. it's the same sort of thing with our finances, making sure that we know what are you spending your money on and are you ready in the time of a crisis, right? And I think we don't think of that. Many of us don't think of it that way. So I love the fact that you're talking more to women about the financial freedom and security that it can lead, not only so that they can depend on themselves in the event of a spouse death or divorce or losing their job or health concerns.
Yeah.
I mean, we always have to hope for the best but prepare for the worst.
Yes.
And finance, health, you know, everything. I think we need to, you know, really be doing a little bit more of that. So yeah. One really great advice, and we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but Dr. Roxanne is giving away a coaching session. So yeah. Be the first caller to 1-800-930-2819 to win a 30-minute financial freedom coaching session with Dr. Roxanne. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And also, I want you to make sure you're checking out her Facebook page and make sure I have this right. This is Roxanne on a Mission Robinson?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
To learn more about her masterclass that's held each Monday. So that's Roxanne on a Mission Robinson on Facebook. And how else can people reach you?
They can reach me on, I am now on Twitter. Woo-hoo. I'm on LinkedIn, not Snapchat just yet. Facebook, of course, and they can also go to my Instagram page.
Wonderful.
Roxanne Robinson, .713770.
Well, and all that information is on the Transformation Talk Radio page, so you can have it all right there. Again, make sure that you are the first caller to 1-800-930-2819 to win a free 30-minute financial freedom coaching session with Dr. Roxanne. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we can discuss what the mindset of a winner is. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Message delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number 2, the letter U.com.
Back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Dr. Roxanne Brown Robinson. Dr. Roxanne, tell listeners again how they can reach you.
They can reach me on Facebook, Roxanne on a Mission Robinson. They can reach me on LinkedIn, just under Dr. Roxanne Brown Robinson. They can also reach me on Twitter under Dr. Roxanne. And I forgot to mention my masterclass. That's on Facebook on Monday nights, normally at 7 p.m., but I'm here with you guys tonight. And so I'm not going to do my show tonight. And I'm getting ready to release my new podcast on November 15th. It's going to be entitled Real Talk with Dr. Rock, and that will be on my Facebook page as well.
And also, wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I cannot wait to hear all that. So again, check her out and be the first caller to 1-800-930-2819 to win a free 30-minute financial freedom coaching session with Dr. Roxanne. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. So as I mentioned in that earlier segment, Dr. Roxanne and I have co-authored a book titled The New Female Leader, A Woman's Book for Dynamic Leadership Skills. And Dr. Roxanne's chapter is named Empowering Women Globally. And in this chapter, you discuss the mindset of a winner.
Yeah.
So what did you mean by that?
The mindset of a winner. I use the illustration, and I don't even like the sport, if you will, of boxing. When a boxer gets in the ring, whether it's a male or a female, they're getting into the ring, and their mindset is that they are going to be the ones that win. The same way a woman who is, she rides horses, equestrian. She gets on her horse looking for the finish line, believing that she's going to win. So the winning does start in your mind. If you walk around with a defeated attitude, with a defeated mindset, you will never win. If you go out and you decide that you're going to start a ministry like me or become an entrepreneur, you have to know that you believe in yourself. That's the mindset. Believing that it is possible, believing that it can happen, even when your back is up against the wall. Every single person, every single woman that has proclaimed and said that they're a winner, it started within the mind. And what I've learned about being a winner, the mindset is that even when all hell is breaking loose around me, even when I feel like I can't go on another minute, I will never fail as long as I say to myself that I am a winner. You cannot, winners don't accept defeat. Winners wake up every morning with affirmations, believing I am somebody. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fabulous. I am gorgeous. I am steadfast and unmovable. I am a trailblazer, and go on and on and on. But if you wake up with a negative attitude, and if you don't know who you are, you don't have the mindset of a winner. And the process starts within the heart. It starts from within. Once you believe it within and you transfer to the outside, when you wake up every morning, you look in the mirror and you see a winner in the mirror. You say to yourself, Erica, you're a winner. That's the mindset of a winner.
It's so true. I mean, your mindset plays such a critical role in how you cope with life's challenges, right? So if you are always thinking today is going to be a bad day, well, you've just set your tone. Or
right.
Monday stinks. Well, yeah, because, you know, poor Monday, right? You need to be positive. And I know that some people say, well, not everything in life is positive. Yeah, it's true. But if you have a positive mindset, if you think positive, then you're going to be able to get through. It doesn't mean that everything is, you know, flowers and rainbows and, you know, candy.
Yeah.
But it does mean that we can control how we react to our situations. And having that mindset shift and being able to do that and be resilient and have that growth mindset makes you a winner.
Yes.
And I think that is so important. I mean, that's how we start initially getting our power back.
Right.
And you talk about that in the chapter about being able to take back your power.
Yes.
And I think when we start, like you said, it starts in the heart. When we believe it in the heart, we start listening to our mind and we get rid of those self-limiting beliefs, the negative self-talk, and we really, truly believe what we're saying. You know, you
yes.
speak kindly to yourself and you really make sure that you can learn from the challenges. And I think that is so important. You know, how would you think people can change their mindset? what is one way? And you kind of touched on it about starting that day like that, but how can people change their mindset?
The other thing they can change their mindset is what they listen to. If you wake up in the morning and you listen to the news, the negativity on the news, it's depressing. But if you put on some soothing music, if you put on somebody like, what's his name? Oh my goodness, it'll come back to me. What I do personally, I make sure I start my day in a very quiet place. I put on music that's going to, minister to my soul. So I like to hear real soft, serene music. I like to listen to the waterfall, look at a rainbow. Always look at something pleasant. So there's, sunflowers on the wall, and then you go into another, room in the house. So in other words, there should be no gloom and doom, because when it's like that, it sets the tone for your day. And when you can wake up with a smile on your face and say, you know what, I made it another day, this is great, that is very powerful. And I want to say this very honestly and transparently, who are you communing with? Who are you hanging around with? Are your friends gloom and doom? Are they negative Nancy and doubt and Debbie's? If they are, then you just joined a club or a network of women who are saying that they're defeated. But when you hang around women that are secure in who they are, they know where they're going, they know their purpose, they know it with clarity and precision, then that's going to set the tone for what you're going to do. And even when there's nobody else around, you have to clap your hands and applaud yourself and say, I'm a winner each and every day.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more with regards to, it's like surround yourself with people you want to be like, right? Not that you're copying them, but it's so important that we surround ourselves with positive people, whether it's friends or family or even work colleagues, because it's those vibes, our vibe attracts our tribe, right? If you are negative all the time, you're going to attract those negative people. If you're positive, or you're trying to be more positive, seek those people out. It's those people with the same vibes, mindsets, and beliefs that really help us to develop. And we're very much chameleon-like, right? So if we surround ourselves with the best of those people who can help us take our lives to that next new level, that's going to help us to change that mindset. Because, how many times have you been in some place where you're in a good mood and all of a sudden you have somebody around you, like you said, they're Debbie Downers or Doubting Debbies and Negative Nellies. You're going to have those people. You find yourself, the energy just getting sucked right out of you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that is, again, so important. And if we correct our mindset, we can start taking our power back. We can start believing what we're saying positively about ourselves and about others. And it will just help us lift ourselves up and allow us to help others and lift others up.
Yes.
So I think, and I love that, because it also helps your health, right? It helps your productivity. If we're too busy being happy, those negative energy can't wear us down.
That's right. Exactly.
So the power of the woman, you mentioned in the chapter, the power of you is now.
Yes.
You as a woman have the ability and power to look over the past, X amount of years of your life and forward into the next decade and command the direction of your life. And that's a powerful statement. So what do you think people should do? What's the first step somebody should do in order to take that power back?
Well, do like I did. Look at your life. Are you happy where you are? I'm not talking about the house. We can talk about that. The house you live in, okay, if that's not acceptable, then you can. There's things that you can do in your finances to change that. However, that's not the most important. It's your space that you are in. That place that when nobody else is around, that you enjoy being with Erica. I enjoy being with Roxanne. That's the first step. Some people, they have to have a lot of people around them in order for them to feel secure. But when we learn how to be by ourselves, when we do enter a room with other powerful, beautiful, you know, talented women, we're gonna feel that we fit in, because we know that God has made us to, you know, fit in and not be the status quo. So that's the first step. The second step is recognizing your own inner strength. You can look good on the outside. We can, you know, put on our makeup, put our eyelashes on, get our hair looking pretty, smelling good. But what do we look like and what do we feel like in the inside? There's a lot of women that are carrying around, you know, toxic attitudes and toxic behaviors, and they're holding on to those bad relationships that they're in, and they're not willing to let everything go. So it's almost like going into your closet and cleaning out your closet, taking out the stuff that you know you're never going to wear again and give it away. Taking out and the shoes that you know you can't fit in anymore. And then now you have some more space in your closet, in your atmosphere, in your home, in your car, wherever you go, whatever you do, you're going to feel so free when you get rid of all the junk that we have piled on in our lives from one year to the next.
Absolutely. And it's that starts with working on your own confidence. And I think having the right mindset is so important. So we're going to take a quick break. But if you're interested in purchasing a copy of The New Female Leader, go to GetRootedRadio.com under author speaker for more details. That's GetRootedRadio under author and speaker. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss clarity of purpose. And remember that mantra of Dr. Roxanne's, right? She says, you want to live on purpose because you have a purpose to live. So stay tuned. We're going to take that quick break and we will again discuss clarity of purpose. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Dr. Roxanne Brown Robinson. Dr. Roxanne, tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Yes, you can reach me on Facebook, which is my main source of interaction, Roxanne on a Mission Robinson. You can also reach me on LinkedIn, Dr. Roxanne. You can also reach me on Twitter, Roxanne Robinson. And you can always hang out with me on a Monday night, except for tonight, in my masterclass, Winning Strategies for Success in the Throne Room.
And you definitely want to check that out. That is some amazing stuff that she goes over in there. So get on next Monday, right on Facebook. And that's at 7 p.m. Eastern?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. So, Dr. Exan, in the chapter of the book, in The New Female Leader, you talk about clarity of purpose. Follow your heart, have a clear vision, and embrace. Can you elaborate on this a little bit more?
Absolutely, because this is actually my favorite part of what I teach, and I'm getting ready to make it into another book, I believe. Clarity of purpose is vital for the achievement of success and for making dreams come true. We all have dreams, but what about the vision that we have for our lives? This is the one quality that one must possess to be a winner and to win. And when we think about clarity of purpose, we must understand that our dream or our goal must be very specific and clear, and it should not be vague. You know how someone walk around, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, and they're kind of all over the place, but you got to be specific. And even though while it's fun for us to daydream about being rich and, you know, whatever, we have to know and define clearly what you want to get or to achieve. So this is what I go over with women in my strategy session with them. Clarity of purpose is important for every kind of success, whether it's financial success, whether it's success in business, success in ministry, success in your relationships, because you have to know what you want. When there is clarity of purpose, you know what steps to take. And with clarity of purpose, you focus on the goal. What is your ultimate goal? Where do you want to end up at without wasting time and being exhausted from doing things that are not bringing any value to your life? Clarity of purpose is like focusing on a strong source of light on your goal so that you can see it clearly. So one would ask, oh no, somebody's asking, How do I do that? I'm stuck. I just got out of a bad marriage. I'm dealing with the empty nest syndrome. I'm just lost, totally lost. Well, number one, you got to know what you want. You got to deep down in your heart and figure out what it is that you want. Investigate why you want it and why you want to achieve that goal and what you will gain when you achieve it. Also, be certain that you really want to achieve that specific goal. Go out there on, you know, on Google or YouTube and begin to investigate the things that you want and read. It's so important to read and learn about your goal. During this pandemic, we have all the time that we need to read a good book on purpose, to read a book on clarity, to read a book that talks about how successful people think, because successful people do not think like an ordinary person. They're thinking outside the box.
Yes, and I love what you said, because it is clarity of purpose. So many times we get sucked into doing something or having a goal because it's what we think we should do. Is that goal what you want? And when you shine that light on it so that you can get clarity, it will bring out, do I really want this? Is this something I really need to go for? So before making those goals and listing those action steps that you need to take to achieve those goals, make sure you really want to do it.
Absolutely. That's the key.
I couldn't agree with you more. So what... I know you had said there are times where we have to have that right mindset, right? We have to have that relationship, not only with our finances, but with our goals, right? In our true desires. We need to make sure that we have that winner mindset, and we have to make sure that we're focused, that clarity, right, mm-hmm. is listed out. What would be one place where somebody gets stuck at understanding their clarity?
Well, they get stuck when they focus on somebody else's dream, somebody yep. else's success. Stay focused on your own. because it is easy to get stuck. This is how you get stuck. You get stuck when you start to make excuses as to why you do not have the ability to achieve your goals. You have to kind of step over that stumbling block. You got to step over the wall. You got to break down the bricks one by one, start at the starting point of where you are, and then move from there.
Yeah. And don't hold yourself back, right?
Right.
You talk a bit about that in your book, is making sure you're going forth in integrity and being able to be determined and have that perseverance to go on. But then don't hold yourself back, right? Whether it's a fear of failure or fear of success, don't let it stop you. Keep moving forward. Even if you take two steps back, you take a step forward. You take another step forward. And it might take longer than you anticipate, but that doesn't mean you're not moving forward. You never know how close you are to that actual last and final step to achieve what you need.
Right, right. And I wanted to add that visualize your goal, because when you visualize it, it'll come out in colors. So I'm going to give an example. I visualize myself, whether it's 2021, 2022, of having my own TV show. I visualize it. I see myself sitting in the chair, interviewing women like you, Erica, women that are in the book project, women that are powerful, to come on and share the story. I visualize my goal. That is my goal, to have a production studio where I can bring women in and pour into them. And so when we visualize it clearly, we can see ourselves all ready there, and then we work to obtain that goal.
Yes, I love it. I went to a party once. It was a New Year's Eve party, but the whole theme of it was is act as if. So what they wanted you to do is come to the party as if you were your person that achieved the goals that you set 5 years from now. So you were acting as if you were in character this whole time, or you were acting as if you had already achieved it. So maybe it was that you wanted this brand new car, or that you were building your own business. So the whole night you were acting as if. And I tell you, it was powerful, because I started wanting it even more. And then when I was visualizing it and acting it, I started achieving additional goals. So you're so right, as that visualization is so important to be able to make sure.
And to elaborate on that, I forgot to add, because I know that this will encourage somebody. I was in Atlanta literally not even a month. And I know that I have a very distinct voice, right? And so I ran into a woman at a conference that I was at, wasn't even expecting to go to the conference. And she said to me, "You have a very unique voice. And I'm wondering if you ever thought about having your own show." And I was like, "What type of show?" She was like, "TV show." And I thought, no way. So because of sake of time, her and I had two or three conversations, and we figured out a plan, how it would work. I would take a day out of my job, and I would carve out 3 or 4 hours. I would go into the studio, tape my shows, and I literally was on TV within 3 months.
That is amazing.
It's very expensive to be on TV, but I learned something from it. And so now that I've had to go through the cancer journey and all that, you know, my ultimate goal is to get back on TV.
I think that is wonderful. And I know you will do it, because you have that mindset. So it is so great that I had you on today. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And I wish you all the best in your continued journey. So if you want to reach out to Dr. Roxanne, go to her Facebook, Instagram, her website. Join her next Monday and every Monday for her financial freedom class, or her master class on Facebook. And if you're interested in purchasing a copy of The New Female Leader, go to getrootedradio.com under the author speaker section for more details. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode, or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do and then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me, no charge, no obligations. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will assist you in achieving your goals and moving forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to its fullest. Go to getrootedradio.com under the services for The Rooted Life. Also, if you are getting ready to start in your personal development coaching arena and are looking to expand, grow, and brand your passions, set up your free Empower Hour. Go to getrootedradio.com. That is getrootedradio.com. Thank you again, Dr. Roxanne, for joining us. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.